The next patient is James Gorski. The last name is G-O-R-S-K-I. Number one. Clinical case of a 71-year-old male with history of liver transplant. That was done because of liver cirrhosis. Associated to alcohol and or hepatitis C. That happened in 1997, period. This liver transplant has been immunosuppressed with a cell set, 1,000 milligrams POVID, period. The patient has been seen in this office because of CKD3B. The patient went up north in Carolina, and he developed right flank pain that prompted him to go to the emergency room. The patient was found with right hydronephrosis related to small stone. A retrograde with stent was done, and because of the pain post stent placement, it was removed, and they repeated the procedure, and eventually the patient was able to tolerate the second stent. During that time, there was evidence of acute kidney injury. The serum creatinine went up to 2.8 milligrams per deciliter. Today he comes for evaluation after removal of the stent, passing the stone. The latest laboratory workup that was done in October the 4th of 2023, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the creatinine is 1.75 in estimated GFR of 41 ml per minute. The patient has a proteinuria that is ...723, the patient is taking Kerendia 20 milligrams on a daily basis. That is no evidence of hyperkalemia. Number two, the patient has a irregular heartbeat that is followed by cardiologist. On regular basis. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of Zetia, Lovaza, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease and omeprazole. Following number, history of arterial hypertension. The patient has a blood pressure that is 122 over 64. He is down for the winter. We're going to reevaluate the case after he goes back to his home state, and we're going to reevaluate with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes face to face, 7 minutes in the documentation.